Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey folks, it's Matt Zachary, and welcome to Vax On, a weekly segment of my podcast, Out of Patience, right here on the Offscript Network.
Hey, I'm Allura Nanos. I'm a lawyer, a journalist, a mom of a teenage narcoleptic, and a professional big mouth.
Lou and I go back 30 years as best friends, and we're here to have fun and bring you a layperson's guide to what the hell just happened this week in healthcare as America gets its vax on and shows COVID the door.
We're here together to learn, complain, and include you in the conversation.
So join us on Twitter at VaxOnPod and share your stories and grievances using the hashtag VaxOn.
All right, Matt, let's get at it.
It's Vax On.
Hello. I am so happy today.
Wait, that's the opposite of every other show. Who are you?
I will be very unhappy by the end of the show today, okay? Because we have some grim stories.
But you're starting happy.
I'm starting really happy because today is my first day of a 3-day New York Citycation. Yes.
I'm like people do that. Well, and you live here.
But I live in New Jersey.
Is this like a 3-day staycation?
Yes, it's like a 3-day staycation in New York where I am a full-on patron of the arts. So let me recap. I have seen Hamilton twice in the past 2 weeks. I saw Elvis Costello the other night, which was amazing. He's cool AF. And tonight I'm seeing Moulin Rouge. Tomorrow I'm seeing Jagged Little Pill. And I think I'm seeing another concert at the end of the week. So I'm like...
You're making it for lost time.
I am a full de' Medici of Staten Island right now. I am patronizing all of the arts.
You're going to paint a ceiling?
I'm going to paint a ceiling. I'm going to go to a museum.
Got to carve a giant block of marble.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a block of marble, give it on here. Yeah. I will fucking carve
You'll
this.
Chisel the fuck out of
I will chisel the fuck out of that thing. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting boosted on Friday. By
yes,
the way.
I'm getting boosted this weekend.
Excellent. So yeah, so it's
my wife got boosted.
And how'd she feel? How'd she do it with it?
Her arm still hurts, but she's fine.
But she's fine. She didn't get sick.
No, she didn't get sick. Both of you had that thing with your arm though. The last time, right?
That ridiculous COVID arm.
Yeah, we'll see if COVID arm happens again.
It was crazy because it just went on a really long time.
Yeah.
I started to not notice it anymore. And then a friend was standing next to me and she touched my arm to get my attention. And she tapped me. She goes, "Your arm is so hot. Are you okay?" And I was like...
So you're trying to say that your little New York City stint is the moral of the story that New York is back?
Oh, yeah.
Manhattan's back?
Manhattan is back. I'm going to great restaurants. I'm seeing great shows. Where I'm wearing those N95 masks in the theater, which, holy shit.
Those are terrible.
Terrible. And wait, and listen
and
to
And then me. The seats are still the size of they were in the 30s.
Matchboxes for people with way smaller asses than I have. Wait, and can I tell you, this is hilarious. Like, I'm always amused by the secondary effects of COVID regulations and stuff. So I want to be extra careful because I am in crowds in the theater.
Even though everyone's vaccinated.
Everyone is vaccinated and people are very, very good about wearing masks. But still, there are breakthrough infections. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to be as careful as possible since they're just doing a leisure activity. I might as well be a little extra careful.
Right.
So I'm wearing the N95 mask and here's the impact it has on me. So I put it on and, it has that like surgical smell.
Yeah.
So it is immediately a sense memory to every time I visited someone in a hospital. So what happens is I put the mask on my face and I immediately get nervous. It is bizarre. It has happened three
hospital
or four
anxiety.
Times. Yeah, it's weird. And I'm like, why am I nervous? Oh, right, because it's that smell.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical to me that it's doing that. But so now I understand, like, soon the smell is going to start to remind me of Broadway.
Well, it's funny that you can jack a little pill. You and your medical themes.
Yes, that is. It's a medical theme week.
The but Hamilton anyway. Hospital.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So, but I'm excited. So I'm having all kinds of fun this week, courtesy of N95 masks.
Yeah, and my COVID update is that I'm getting boosted. My wife got boosted. And I don't know if we're going to talk about this today, but we're getting real close to the 6 to 11-year-old approvals of these.
I know.
Yeah, really close.
Such good news.
Right.
And it's interesting because... you know, I know that the infection rates aren't really as bad with young children, but everyone I know who has a child in that age range where they've been vaccinated, their spouse has been vaccinated,
right,
but it's like they have one child that hasn't been vaccinated, or a couple of kids, young kids.
Right.
It's almost like you don't realize the weight of the stress you're carrying around with you until that child gets vaccinated.
Yeah.
And then it immediately feels like a major relief.
Well, we're very eager to get the kids in as soon as it's – was it EUA, right? It's not like it's going to emergency use.
Right. Emergency use. But it should be anything.
Moderna's coming soon. Pfizer is 90% effective. It's exciting.
It is. It feels like there's going to be – a very real light at the end of the tunnel that is not a train.
So. Right. Not a train. It's going to be the where they paint the train on the rock and then Bugs Bunny runs through the rock, but the Tasmanian devil smashes into
exactly.
the rock.
Exactly. And it's going to be good. We're all going to be happy and we're going to stop talking about COVID constantly. And then we'll rename this podcast something else.
Vax off.
Vax off.
We're going to go vax off somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Vaxing off. Pardon me.
Anyway.
Hey now.
You can go vax off on your own time. Yeah.
That's the other pod.
But meanwhile, you know, I'm looking for some great stories that are relevant to, you know, the world recovering from COVID and vaccination. And this story was just too ridiculous not to share. So Utah, everyone's favorite cutely shaped state, conducted a study where they ranked how many people got vaccinated, but by astrological sign.
Okay.
Right?
Too bad Florida's not an astrological sign.
I think this is the funniest thing ever, and I love that someone did this.
I know nothing of astrological signs, so do you have any insight into the ranking, and that makes sense?
So I have a little bit. I'm not like a big astrology person, but I do have a lot of friends that are like really into astrology.
We need Dionne Warwick.
Yeah. Exactly. We need the Psychic Friends Network.
Sally Struthers. No, it was Dionne Warwick, right?
It was Dionne Warwick, yeah. So the results are really interesting. Leos were vaccinated. 70% of Leos were fully vaccinated.
All right. Leos, that is the most aggressive sign, isn't it? The lion?
No, I think Taurus is the most aggressive sign.
Taurus is the bullheaded ones, the stubborn ones. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Maybe, like, I don't know. My daughter
is... tweet hate.
I don't know a lot about like all of the characteristics. What I do know is that
what are you?
So I'm a Libra.
Okay.
Right. No, I'll tell you this, right? So I'm a Libra. And so I know about Libras that our sign is balance and our sign is the scales. So the first thing I thought is, well, we're probably vaccinated at a 50-50 rate.
Yeah.
Right. No, not. No, Libras are vaccinated at a 54% rate.
That's all right. So speculatively reasonable.
Right. But this is what's so interesting. So Leos, that they were the number one. They were vaccinated 70% of them, right? And then the worst were Scorpios. Now, Scorpios, from what I understand, have a reputation for being like confrontational and difficult.
So everyone on Staten Island is a Scorpio.
Right. They're only vaccinated at 46%.
Okay.
But that's a huge difference.
It's a massive difference.
That's a massive difference, but by astrological sign. So, and everyone else fell in the middle. So you had Aquarius was 67, and then Virgo was 50%. So, you know, it's a pretty big range. And then like within each, you know, from one to the next, it's like, you know, goes down by a percent or two.
I'm disappointed in my fellow Geminis. It really should have been 50-50.
Yeah. Geminis also should have been 50-50, right?
Geminis 55-45.
I think that's really strange.
Yeah. Come on. We're the twins. We should be equally minded.
Which is the same reason, like Libras should be balanced.
Yes.
And we just aren't. But, you know, go Leos. So Leos are people that have their birthday, I believe, in like early August or late July.
We're going to fact check that.
No, I know that because my daughter is a Leo.
There you go.
It's like one of the few things I know. But
my wife's an Aquarius, so that makes sense, too.
So
number two,
they're
Aquarius.
Very vaccinated. I wonder if this is going to start like factoring into the horoscopes. Like, welcome, Scorpio. You're going to have a difficult month. Also, you might get COVID. Consider getting vaccinated this month, Capricorns.
How funny would it be to like slot that into the horoscopes?
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if someone is doing that.
Hijack the copywriters into the horoscopes.
I think it would be really funny. I remember that when I was a college student, this is like the one thing I know about astrology, is when I took psychology as a college student, I learned that there is a phenomenon, a psychological phenomenon, that makes you think that things like horoscopes and personality tests and things like that are always accurate. So that in the study, they gave like 500 people the same exact horoscope and then asked them to rate how accurate they felt it described them or described their life. And everyone said it was a perfect.
Right. You find the the bias in there that speaks
right.
to you.
Right. And I thought that was really interesting. Like, everybody always thinks it's accurate.
Right.
I'm no different. Like, anytime I ever read characteristics about Libras, I always, I'm like, yes, that's exactly me.
Well, that's like the tarot readings. Like, I'm getting a masculine person in your family. Someone with an masculine person in your family.
But listen, some people are really into it. And I can't help notice that sometimes there's like some real stuff that comes out of that. And I have to tell you, this poll to me, I can't really ignore it. I mean, shouldn't it be across all astrological signs the same rates of vaccination? I would love to see the same poll done in other places too, besides just Utah. To know, is it like Utah Capricorns or is it like all
Utah Capricorns?
UtahCapricorn.com.
You know, the okay. Connecticut Tauruses, you can't They're deal just, with those right. people.
Exactly. Right. I'm interested.
I mean, those New Mexico Geminis.
California Scorpios, very different than Rhode Island Scorpios.
I know.
I don't know. Weird. Anyway.
Yes, it's like the gluten people and the East Village gluten people.
Right, different gluten people.
Yes. We should do this by gluten-free.
Oh, yes.
We should cut this by how many people that are gluten-free got vaccinated.
I want to know, like, vegans, gluten-free
yes,
people.
Yes, vegetarian, lacto-ovos.
Pescatarian. What
yes,
did you say?
Lacto-ovo.
What the hell is that?
That's something in between vegetarian and vegan. It's like vegetarians don't eat, like, dairy, but they eat eggs.
Oh, I was not.
But then
not...
there's people that don't eat dairy or eggs because eggs are kind of like parv and Jewish. They're like in between something. They're not quite meat. They're not quite milk.
I had no idea that you had this level of nuanced knowledge.
No, you're taught this because eggs. So in Hebrew, the parv is like.
Yeah, right. I know the whole thing.
It's
with
like
the
kosher
yeah,
parv,
right.
like mm-hmm. like everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're having a milk meal, you can have eggs.
Right, right.
If you're having a meat meal, you can have eggs. Eggs go with milk or meat, but milk and meat don't go together.
I see.
If you're really
I didn't
practicing
know
that,
about
that
the
stuff.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eggs go both ways in Judaism.
You see, I'm I'm just going to leave that there.
That's the other podcast.
See, I'm
on Saturday show. How the fuck do eggs go both ways?
See, I'm Italian. We don't have those rules. The rules that we have is that my mother doesn't believe in allergies, and she's just like, thinks everyone is being a pain in the ass.
Yes. Peanuts stuff with peanuts.
She's like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, that person, you know, doesn't eat gluten. She's like, stop it. They don't eat pasta. Cut it out.
That's like that scene from My Big Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
You don't eat meat.
That's all right.
Have some lamb.
We make lamb. That's 100% on my eye.
Yeah,
done.
Exactly. 100%.
So, 100%. But anyway, moving on.
It is time for our Sir Moment poll of the week.
Sir Moment. And so, sadly, this week we lost Colin Powell. And, you know, his death brought up kind of this inner debate. And I'm sure you heard it in the news, which is sort of how it was reported. Because his death was reported to be a COVID death. And kind of...
But he was a hot mess with cancer for many years.
Yeah, he had major medical problems. And that was kind of like... in the fine print, you
right.
know, that he had multiple myeloma. He had a totally compromised immune system. He was also 84 years old.
Right.
So, I mean, he had like lots of shit going on. And while COVID might have been kind of the thing that tipped him and ultimately was the last factor in causing his death, you know, he was someone who had severe health issues.
Right.
So, you know, his death, you know, while of course sad, and of course we wish he didn't get COVID and die from it, you know, it's not really fair to say, look, he's an example of why vaccines don't work.
Yeah.
Right.
Those people are going to take that and run any way they can.
Right.
So this goes back to some of the narrative in the Cancer Mavericks documentary, which our listeners can check out at cancermavericks.com, the 50-year history of cancer advocacy. Do you die of cancer or do you die of complications of cancer? Right. You don't die of cancer. Cancer doesn't kill you. Your liver kills you. Your liver
right.
doesn't work, you die, right? Your lungs stop working, you die. Your heart stops, you die. Cancer is the catalyst by which that happens. So this goes back to some of the early 2020 stuff. People that died of COVID, no one dies of COVID. Your body shuts down and COVID's the catalyst. So
right.
how do you want to frame that in a sense? Yeah, like you said, COVID was the thing that, you know, was the last straw.
Right.
In a sense for him. But it is absolutely unfair to say if someone who already has horrible health stuff going on that got vaccinated dies a month later from COVID, that's irrelevant to the vaccine.
It really is. And I think that, honestly, I think that people have different capacities to be able to process and sort through information like this, to really put it in an orderly way in their mind, to know, okay, well, I see this person, I know he was vaccinated, I know he died, but I also see other people who have been vaccinated where the vaccine seems to be really a good thing for them. And I think people just you know, not everyone has the really cognitive ability, frankly,
right,
to get take that information and understand what to do with it, which is why it's important how this stuff is reported and what words we use and what buzzwords we use to talk about this.
So if you get vaccinated and then you're hit by a car and die,
then the vaccine didn't work.
The vaccine didn't work. Right. Clearly, it's supposed to protect you from car accidents.
Well, you know, interesting that you say that, because that goes directly to the questions we asked in our Sermo poll this week. And I have to tell you, the results are really fucking weird. Okay, so listen
to
this.
They've been pretty good consistently. I think we're due for a weird result.
This is a weird result. It makes me really uncomfortable. So,
what's the question?
One question was, we asked the doctors, do you agree that there is no vaccine or medical treatment that's 100% effective? Like, do you agree that nothing's perfect?
Right. That's like a weird double negative question, though.
It is. But it's kind of like, I thought we all knew that there weren't going to be perfect.
There's no 100% of anything.
Right.
Death and taxes.
So, right. So I kind of felt like, yeah, like that's not even controversial. We already know nothing is perfect. However, the doctors that answered, 80% of them said, yes, we agree nothing's perfect. 20% of them disagreed.
I want those doctors.
The ones that are like, no, we have something perfect.
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I can't reconcile
that. Maybe they misunderstood the question.
I guess, but I don't know. It's just weird to me.
We should break them down by horoscope.
All of those fucking...
All the Geminis said, nope.
Those fucking Sagittarians, yes. They think everything's perfect.
The Libra doctors, they're done.
It's weird. And we also asked a question about Colin Powell's death. We said to the doctors, are you concerned that the anti-vax people are going to look at Colin Powell's death and make the claim that vaccines don't work? Like, are the doctors aware that that is going to happen?
Well, we knew that was a certainty, but what did the doctors say?
The doctors say 80% of them said, yep, we knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
20% of them.
Woke.
Apparently, 20% of them were also confounded by this and didn't expect
it. It was the same 20%. I think it's 100%.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's the same 20% who are like,
who are these people?
20% were like, who's Colin Powell?
That was my Seinfeld.
Sorry.
Who are these people?
That was more of a Larry David.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, apparently 20%, they don't know who Colin Powell
yes.
was. And we also asked, have you had patients vaccinated against COVID-19 who have either become seriously ill or died? Why this question doesn't say died from COVID? Because
right.
That's sort of the importance.
Have you had patients vaxxed against COVID-19 die in a car crash the next day?
Right. I mean, yeah. not to make light of it, but like really. But, you know, look, 47% of doctors said, yep, we had patients that
but
passed
that's
away.
That's reasonable. Done.
Yeah. And 53% said, no, we
but
haven't.
We don't know whether the patients were Virgos or Libras.
We definitely
or Geminis.
Nor do
or
we know.
88 years old.
We also.
Or we're all Colin Powell.
We also
every patient was Colin Powell.
They asked only Colin Powell's doctor.
Yes.
We also don't know if the doctors are, you know, Sagittarius.
Right.
So anyway, make
so
of that
many
what,
permutations.
Make of that what you will.
Oh God. Well, all right. So thank you to those 20% of doctors that confused the fuck out of us. On that note, all the Geminis can leave us now, and we'll be right back after this break.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, the Geminis can come back. We're back.
All right, we're back.
We are back.
We're back. And Matt, I'm going to ask you to brace yourself, okay?
Yeah, you said this wasn't Squid Game. This is something else.
This is really bad, and it's fucking disgusting, and I feel like I need to bring this to your attention.
All right.
So we've been talking for the
I've
past...
I've girded my loins.
Ooh. Somehow I feel like I just stumbled on an intimate moment.
I am a Gemini. I've also ungirded my loins. I broke Allura.
Okay. So, good. I needed a good laugh before getting into this horrendous segment. It is so upsetting and weird. Like, I just need guidance here. Okay.
I'm preparing my spit take.
Yes, please do. So, you know, we've been talking over the past few weeks about some of the kind of secondary effects of COVID, like supply chain interruption and that kind of thing.
Yeah, right? You and your Uncrustables.
My Uncrustables.
And Lunchables.
Still no fucking Uncrustables, by the way. For those keeping track, we got the friggin' strawberry ones, but nobody makes the hazelnut ones.
Yeah, the Nutella ones don't exist anymore.
And by the way, you don't need the strawberry ones in a lunch because that doesn't have any protein in it. The Nutella ones have protein. My daughter has to take a math test. She needs a protein. Please, Smuckers, if you're listening, make the fucking Nutella ones.
Okay. Peanut stuff with peanuts.
More peanuts for everybody. Okay. Anyway, no, they're hazelnuts.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so... listen to this supply chain fuckery right here.
Okay. Oh, I never got back to you about the rubber dog shit. Turns out there's plenty of rubber dog shit.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Thank God for
plenty.
That. Okay, good. Well, what there is not plenty of is surgical gloves.
We're out of gloves?
So we've been out of gloves for a while. And of course, you know, this should make perfect sense.
It's the famous latex shortage of 2021.
Right. But as you may have noticed, you know, we're using gloves for way more things than we used to because we're so much more conscious of germs and stuff. I definitely used latex gloves to go food shopping early in the pandemic when I first returned to a supermarket. I absolutely wore gloves. And by the way, do you know that we don't always even use latex gloves? We use nitrile gloves. Because people have latex allergies, so now we have this other kind of glove.
That's going to really train wreck Vandalay Industries.
Yeah, that's right. You want to be my latex salesman.
Yeah, to channel the people that aren't our age, that was the George Costanza reference from Seinfeld.
Look it up. Watch the episode. It's really good.
Vandalay Industries. Say Vandalay Industries.
But I forgot that he was a latex salesman. Anyway, but it's neither here nor there what kind of gloves right now. But here's the problem. There is a shortage of gloves. There's both increased demand and decreased supply.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to what's happening as a result.
What country?
Well, it happened in, we know for a fact that it happened in Thailand, but we think that it's happening in other countries as well.
One night in Bangkok. Makes the world your oyster.
Listen to this, though. Companies are taking used surgical gloves that have blood on them, that have sometimes marker on them, that have all sorts of shit on them.
And they're cleaning them?
And not cleaning them, Matt, dyeing them.
Like to cover up the crap on the glove?
Yes. So like there's red blood all over the glove. It goes back to these companies. The companies dye the gloves blue and repackage them and send them back to hospitals that end up in the U.S.
They don't even wash them in like a bleach or anything?
Apparently not. Because what is happening...
That's quality supply chain, I got to tell you that.
It's really fucking gross. So what's happening is that companies in the U.S. are opening up packages of surgical gloves and looking at them and being like, ew, there's like blood on them. And the companies who manufactured the gloves or sent them over are like, what are you talking about? So there's been a whole investigation. The FDA is looking into it. Homeland Security is looking into it. Some companies have already...
These are not the gloves you're looking for.
But these are definitely not...
That is disgusting.
Wait, hold on. And it gets worse.
Oh, God.
So sometimes the facilities that open up the gloves and find that they're all shitty, guess what they do?
They still use them.
No, they're like, oh, well, we can't use these. So they send them to food service.
Oh, God. The lunch ladies.
Yeah. Like, this is
I'm
like...
I'm sorry. The lunch people. It's 2021.
Yes, lunch people. Yeah, but, like, this is disgusting and terrible. And so there's been, like, some exposés. There's been some investigative journalism about it. There are some, you know, law enforcement level investigations going on. But what's happening is that, you know, it's requiring, like, a whistleblower. Because no one is copping to what they do with these gloves. Someone in the healthcare facilities is, like, picking up the used gloves, giving them back to the glove companies who are then dyeing them and repurposing them. It's like almost recycling.
Why don't they wash? I mean, it's such a throwaway question. Just wash them?
I mean, maybe
that's the least worst way to deal with this. Bleach them?
I mean, maybe they are, but like that is not how this works.
No, it's not supposed to. Yeah.
This is like sterile medical.
Don't do this.
Like, this is like sterile medical
stuff.
Like
anti-death, right? Don't do this, the gloves.
Oh my God. And it's so funny because as I was talking to our producer about this, I was like, shit, we're going to be full circle now. Because if it ends up in the supermarket, now I'm back to fucking washing my strawberries again.
Yes.
For totally different reasons. Now it's going to have like somebody's blood on it.
Now
like
that's supply chain.
So gross. So, I mean, this is just so troubling. So officials raided a facility in Bangkok in December 2020.
Well, one night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster.
That must have been one.
Bjorn Ulvaeusen from ABBA for the win. Through my musical theater nerd moment.
Did you just like come out with the name of the person at ABBA?
The musical chest was written by Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeusen.
You literally just like rolled that off your tongue. Like it was just right there, like ready to go.
Chess is like my all-time favorite show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's the weirdest musical ever written.
Very random.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm going to take your word. I've never...
Because it's like half ABBA and half American music.
Odd. Yeah, I've heard interesting things about chess. Okay.
You can't say Thailand without going to the musical Chess. Look it up, kids.
If you say so.
It's the ultimate 80s musical next to maybe Starlight Express.
Starlight Express, good one.
Yeah. By the way, I have to do this total sidebar Starlight Express. So instead of teaching skaters how to act... They taught actors how to skate. So that's why they shut down like 3 weeks in New York because everyone got hurt.
No.
On the West End, they taught skaters how to act. So there were no deaths.
No injuries?
No injuries.
That is hilarious. I didn't know that.
Our end of Starlight Express segment.
Matt Starr is in Strange Weird Broadway Moments.
That's it.
Okay.
You're welcome, people. I learned for you.
Jesus, you're like crazy during the day. We usually tape later in the day and I get much less weird facts.
No, you're on I'm on like Matt stimulus mode right now.
I love it. I'm going to slip some Adderall into your coffee one day and see what else I get.
It's crazy. Wait, so go back to Thailand. What has there been a government response?
Yeah, there has been a government response. Like we're seeing like there are open investigations. I know DHS has an open investigation. They cleared out one company's warehouse in July. DHS seized 70,000 boxes of evidence. So it sounds like this is really ongoing. And weirdly, like an industry expert was actually quoted saying that the nitrile gloves are, quote, the most dangerous commodity on earth right now.
Wow.
That is fucking grim.
Yeah.
The gloves are the most dangerous commodity on earth. Really?
Wow.
More dangerous? Like really? Is that, that has to be hyperbolic.
I mean, come on. Like, plutonium is looking really good these days.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's not a commodity. I don't know.
I need a refill for my DeLorean.
Can't even.
So the FDA, I'm reading here, FDA finally did send out an alert to all the port staff that shipments from Thailand should be held in detention.
Like that. Can you picture it, right? You have like a barge and it's like quarantined and it's a bunch of old gloves. Like, are you fucking serious
right
now?
Well, the rubber dog shit's here. The IKEA stuff is there and the gloves are over there.
I just feel like, what are we doing, people? Like, really? And by the way, let's be clear. The reason why this is kind of in the news now is because of COVID.
Right.
And it may be worse right now because of COVID, because A, the supply chains are all strained, but B, also typical inspection measures that were usually used for import stuff like this have been relaxed because of the emergency need because of COVID. So who knows what the hell was going on before COVID? Like we know this now because it's kind of a hot topic.
Right.
It's possible that this has been going on for years.
Yes.
Like who knows?
We have to come up with two more things that could potentially be more disgusting than reused gloves during COVID supply chain issues.
Yeah, I don't want to think about
IV it. IV bags, Band-Aids,
condoms,
menstrual pads, tampons.
I don't know. Like, I can't even like. It's so gross.
God bless humanity.
I know. No, I'm like so disturbed. So I'm gonna. I hate to leave on such a disturbing note.
Well, let's go back to horoscopes. All right, we're going to close the show out by reading each other's horoscopes for the day. This is the Hindu Times. For Libra, that would be you.
Hit me.
Your office appears unusually hectic today. I'll take full credit for that. Get ready to immerse yourself in work. Learn your lessons from past mistakes to do well in exams. Whatever.
Well, it depends on what kind of exam. Yeah. Is it like a pelvic exam?
It's a latex exam. I can't even read this. Listen to your parents' advice. It'll be good for you. If you feel lethargic, do some light exercise. And check a property deal
before investing in it. I don't like this.
What's yours?
All right. So here's mine. Planning a trip with friends is indicated for some, but not for you.
Fucking loner.
Do they know about my New York staycation?
I don't know. If you're starting an exercise routine, which is negative. Never, ease into it by beginning at a comfortable level. I'm hearing an M. Is there an M in the word? My name is Matthew. Start saving for a new home right now. It may become difficult to cover the entire cost.
What? Wait, your horoscope.
This is my horoscope.
Told you to move out of your house.
My love focus. Wait, there's a lot. I missed your love focus. An enjoyable evening with a partner is foreseen and can turn romantic.
Oh, great.
They know we're married, right? Yeah.
Not to each other.
Not you and me, right?
My God, what a way to end the show on this week. And what the fuck is astrology doing to our planet?
Oh, my God. All right. This was great. This was a fun episode.
This was a fun episode.
Yeah. You know, meet you back here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And yeah.
Matthew. I smell an E.
Yeah, I feel next time I'm going to come with, I'm going to wear those beads and stuff. You
yeah,
know?
And bring tower cards.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And the Ouija board.
I'm doing it. I'm on it.
All right, friends. See you next week.
Have a great week, everybody.
That's all for today, folks. If you like today's show, the conversation continues on Twitter at VaxOnPod. That's VaxOnPod. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your friends to listen. VaxOn is a product of Offscript Media. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Alora Nanos. Our senior producers are Brianna Seely and Andrew McDowell. It is mixed and edited by Brianna Seely. Our theme music is by Chair Model. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. Hit us up at contact@offscript.com to share comments, feedback, and make recommendations. For more information, visit offscript.com.